Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And today we're talking about Viva Las Vegas.
It's only, like, everyone's favorite ever.
Yep, pretty much. It's between that and Blue Hawaii, and it's a common misconception that Blue Hawaii is the top grossing film of Elvis's catalog, but really, it's Viva.
Yeah, and, you know, not to knock Blue Hawaii.
That's right. A
great movie, too.
It was
too.
A great movie.
But yeah, this is the most, I think, the most popular, the most famous. I've always heard a lot of fans say that this is their favorite. I know it's my favorite. Is it your favorite?
I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, no.
It's not my favorite. I don't think it's beat. You know, I hold all of the movies that we watch to the King Creole standard.
It is. King Creole is very good.
I think it's still my favorite. I have a couple. I have, like, a big club of Libby's second favorites. but no.
So does this even make it into the second favorites?
So what was your favorite part, Sheena?
I love this movie, Libby.
I do.
I think it's a really fun movie. It's so colorful.
Oh,
the songs are so good. Elvis and his co-star Anne Margaret are so adorable together. I just think there's so much to love about this movie.
Yeah.
The plot is interesting and energetic without being too, you know, like, deep. Or too whatever. Like,
it's not a thinker.
No. You just sit back and you just enjoy, as far as I'm concerned.
It takes you to Las Vegas.
Exactly, which is so much fun.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about how, when we were watching the film, we're like, it's refreshing, and it's nice to have, it really does have a female lead, sort of. I mean, Elvis is the lead,
right.
but this is the first that we've seen the female character take just as much precedence, or take as much importance in the plot and in her screen time. It comes really close to Elvis's.
Yeah, I mean, with every other, and this is not knocking any other of Elvis's leading ladies, but I don't know, so far, unless I'm just forgetting one, which is always possible, I don't know of another leading lady who sings a solo song in a movie.
No, I was trying to think of that.
So I think this is one where you really have these two characters who are, They kind of want the same stuff and they kind of don't, but they're also attracted to each other. So there's, you know, they're also kind of going for each other's relationship. And it's sort of a nice balance. You really see both sides of the relationship in this movie.
Yeah. Now, I think actually Stella sings a solo song
You're right.
In Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yeah.
That's what just occurred to me.
Well, I mean, and to me, Anne Margaret, though, had several.
Yeah, yeah.
And those were, to me, just as, they stood out for me just as much as any of Elvis's.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And our favorite song,
Appreciation. I love that song. I'm a Taurus, and that part where she's walking down through there getting the jewelry on her arm. Oh, that's my life's dream right there. Like, yes, please, give me all the jewelry.
It's so funny.
But yeah, it's a really fun movie. You know, Elvis is a race car driver, but he's also working at a hotel. He's trying to win Anne Margaret. She plays Rusty, he's playing to get her affections, but he also wants to make some money for his race car driving habit there.
That's right. He does have a very, so this is,
it's an expensive hobby.
Yeah. So I think he, we see Elvis in the beginning win all this money gambling to purchase a new engine for his car, because the goal is for him to win this race.
Right.
And so he loses this money kind of showing off in the pool, or he, you know, gets pushed into the pool, and so his wad of cash gets kind of sucked into the filter, and that's kind of in the beginning of the movie. So I'm like, I remember gasping audibly in the office, like, no, you just lost a chunk of cash. But so since he lost that, he has to take up a job in the hotel, and where he meets Anne Margaret, who's a swimming instructor, and they have this great chemistry and back and forth. And I love that song when she's in a super cute swimsuit that I want, and And it's just awesome. And
the
it
lady
goes
loves
from there.
Me. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
right.
That's a really fun song.
It's so cool. And so, and he also has this kind of friendly rivalry with the Count, Count Elmo Marcini.
Yeah.
Mancini, I think, actually. But anyway, he just goes by the Count. And so there's a lot a lot of kind of an unwilling love triangle there, because the Count and Lucky, played by Elvis, are vying for Rusty's affections.
Yeah, and it's so fun, and you can't help but be charmed by this movie. I think it's so charming and so delightful. I love it.
And I hadn't seen it, but if you're in Presley Motors or what used to be our car museum, you'd seen those clips when Rusty walks into the mechanic shop, car shop, where the Count and Lucky, played by Elvis, are under the car, kind of checking up under this vehicle, and she walks in and says, "Can you check under my hood? My car, it whistles." And Elvis goes, "Well, I don't blame it."
Yeah.
So there's that classic scene that we have playing in our car museum that you finally get to see in context when you watch Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. And there's also a very interesting and fun car race scene there toward the end of the movie, too.
Oh, my gosh,
you have to love the exciting car races. Those are always fun to watch.
Well, it is exciting, but that was another thing that is also played in the car museum, the race where you actually see, spoiler alert, you see the Count, and he's in this red car, right, I think, and he's got a blown out tire, and Elvis sees it, and he kind of tries to motion to it. Mm-hmm. Count doesn't see it, so he flips his car over and falls down this ravine. And then literally, like, 2 minutes later, you see Rusty and Lucky's wedding scene. And it's like, okay, what happened? Did he die? Yeah. There's no conclusion there. There's no denouement there. It's like, you don't see, okay, so did your friend just die and you just got married the next day? What's happening? That's the only complaint that I have is, and it's not really a complaint, I would like to have known what happened to the Count. He's not my favorite fan, my favorite character, I mean, but I still want to know what happened.
Yeah, but Rusty and Lucky ended up together. That's what's so important.
I know, that's the point. Yeah, yeah. So I bet if this is a big fan favorite, we have a lot of fan reactions.
You know what's funny is two things we got repeatedly. Apparently, Viva Las Vegas was recently shown on either, well, or both, actually, the BBC and TCM.
Yes, I saw it on TCM.
So many messages that we received were, oh my God, I just watched this. So that was neat. And almost like 90% or something of the comments we received was love for The Lady Loves Me. That was everyone's favorite song, everyone's favorite scene, and it is a great scene.
It's a great duet.
Yeah, you mentioned a while ago the cute dialogue of "my engine's whistling." Well, I don't blame it. Both Ian, I hope that's either Ian or Ian, I don't know, I've heard them both ways, on Twitter, and Garrett on Facebook said that was their favorite line. Mm-hmm. BJ said Anne is the female equivalent to Elvis, which we said, very true. Wendy on Twitter said she enjoyed the tree scene, which we both enjoyed.
Yes, yeah, so...
yeah.
Rusty wants Lucky to give up his racing habit.
Right.
And she says, you know, all I want is a nice house with a picket fence and some old trees, big trees in the front yard. And he says, well, I'll get you a tree.
He sends her a tree. I think it's so sweet.
He sends her a tree. Guys, take note.
Yeah. And Michael on Twitter also said he loved Come On Everybody, which is another really fun dance number. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of trivia too.
We do have a lot of trivia, so sit back and relax. As we mentioned, Rusty is played by Anne Margaret. She previously played in the Elvis-inspired musical Bye Bye Birdie. They had a brief romance, and they then remained friends for the rest of his life. So another very close star celebrity friend of Elvis's.
Wow.
Yeah. Academy Award-nominated actor William Demarest, I hope I'm saying that right, of My Three Sons, the TV show, played Rusty's father.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. I saw that.
You knew him. Yes.
Yes, that's my secret party trick. Although I guess I didn't do it this time. But normally, I can see a face. I'm such a faceless person. I'll say, that's where I know that actor. And I love TV Land. I love My Three Sons.
My Three Sons is great. Elvis's longtime stand-in / movie double Lance LeGault played an extra in the scene with the Sons of the Lone Star State. It was actually Lance who took the fall when Rusty pushes Lucky off the diving board into the pool. That's Lance. That's
wow.
We can't have Elvis getting hurt, naturally.
Yeah.
Um, Actor Kent McCord played several small roles in Elvis's movies, including Viva Las Vegas. He's a casino patron. McCord was also among the football-playing actors that hung out with Elvis off-camera, which, how much fun would that be to...
Oh, awesome.
We're in between scenes. Let's go play some football.
Yeah.
He would later star in the TV series Adam 12.
Wow.
And I know we've talked before, if you've been to Elvis Week, you may have heard Sandy Martindale. She was a dancer in one of the scenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she talks about that in Elvis Week.
Yeah. And then actress-dancer Terry Garr also is in a couple of little roles in Elvis movies, and she's one of the showgirls that you see in this movie. This is a little funny to me. The director, George Sidney, was a little enamored with Anne Margaret and favored her with the best lighting and best camera angles. Colonel Parker called him on this, but come on, she's beautiful, you know?
Yes. You know, I can't blame either of them. I can't blame the director. I can't blame Colonel
Parker. I know, yeah. You want the best
for Elvis. They're just doing their job.
Yeah, both of them, yes. And George Sidney also directed movies like Anchors Away, Ziegfeld Follies, Showboat, Bye Bye Birdie. So he's, you know, he knows what he's doing when it comes to musicals.
Yes.
Location shots included the Flamingo and Tropicana Hotels, which is a drag strip nearby Henderson, Nevada. I was about to get my states totally mixed up.
Nevada.
Yeah. And the Old West Street in Frontier Village and the Little Church of the West, which is also known as the Wedding Chapel to the Stars. Celebrities such as Betty Grable, Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney, Dudley Moore, Cindy Crawford, Angelina Jolie, and Billy Bob Thornton all got married at that church.
Oh my gosh.
It's now listed on the Registry of National Historic Places.
Betty Grable and Billy Bob Thornton. Those are some...
Well, they didn't get married to each other.
I know, but it's a club to be in that those two people are in.
Angelina Jolie did marry Billy Bob Thornton there, though, yes. Which, as we know, did not last.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. So sad. And then there are several filming inconsistencies. If you watch Anne Margaret's dance number in the talent contest, Appreciation, her shoes are not the same throughout the scene. I would love to know why. As a dancer, why would you change shoes unless a pair is giving you trouble?
Yeah. But
I would think you would have rehearsed in those shoes.
You want to stay in them.
I don't know. Anyway.
Man.
But yeah, this
if
movie...
If you know, let us know.
Yeah. This movie opened nationwide June 17th, 1964.
Wow. 1964.
Yeah.
Now, we've actually got the blue jacket that he's wearing in our... Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum.
Right.
So, you know, since we've opened the new complex in March, so many of our museum pieces are in this new complex. The mansion side of the street really focuses on the Presley family.
Right.
What that was like living at Graceland, the personal side of Elvis. And then across the street at the complex, especially in the Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum, we're focusing on his career.
Exactly.
Everything from, you know, the Sun Studio days to his movies to the live shows. And those televised concert performances. But you've got to come and check out, there's a huge section of Elvis movie artifacts in the Career Museum. And we called over because we were talking about, is it a yellow jacket? Is it a blue jacket? What do we have? So we had to call Brian in Archives, and he told us, yeah, we've got that blue jacket from Viva Las Vegas. You can come see it in person. They're really, really cool artifacts that you've got to come see in person when you come to Memphis to see Graceland. And if you actually get the UVIP, our ultimate VIP tour package, a lot of the times you'll actually get to experience an artifact in person.
So right, you may actually get Brian from
You might get Brian. You never know. But yeah, so they'll give you those white gloves that our archivists wear, and you get to, I think on the brochure it says interact with an artifact, but normally you'll get to hold it. You know, you get to hold a shirt. You'll get to hold that gold plated microphone that he used in performances once or twice. So it's really cool. And you get an up close look, to some really cool, Elvis artifacts.
Yeah. And you know, a minute ago we mentioned, how one of the scenes was filmed in the Little Church of the West in Las Vegas. You know you can get married here at Graceland, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
If you want a something a little different, somewhere different, maybe something very rock and roll, we have Graceland's Chapel in the Woods if you want to get married here. So just call Graceland or email us. Talk to our special events team, and they can get you
set
up.
They're awesome. Yeah. We just had a couple from the UK actually get married. Yeah. And, you know, this is, if any occasion requires blue suede shoes, getting married at Graceland is probably on that short list.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, so people come from all over the world, as they should, to either get married here, to check out some of his artifacts, whether they be from Tupelo, from the movies, from Memphis, from the 68 special. They're all here at Graceland, and this is the only place they are, so you've got to come check them out in person here. Is there anything else? I think we've gotten everything.
I think that's it. I think our next movie is Roustabout.
Yes.
So watch Roustabout.
Yeah, and tell us what you think on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're on Snapchat.
We are.
We're everywhere.
Yeah, we are.
Elvis is everywhere.
Of course.
So y'all let us know what you thought of Viva and what you think about Roustabout. Yeah. And make sure you stay tuned for the next edition of Starring Elvis Presley.
Thanks.